For some analysis of all that's going on here in Russia and Georgia and the U.S., we turn to NPR senior diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, welcome back.
Hi, Alex.
Sounds like a really historic moment for me, for the world here. What we have is the U.S. now sending, the president saying today, we're sending military transport planes with humanitarian aid, but still military planes, into what is a war zone with Russians on the other side. Has that happened before?
It certainly hasn't happened since the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. There have been a number of conflicts around the periphery of the former Soviet Union that the United States has had an interest in, but hasn't sent in personnel of any kind, in effect, on the other side to support the other side and potentially enter into a conflict with Russia. So it's it certainly, if not an entirely historical moment, it's a delicate moment.
And it's not just planes, ships as well. The president said we're sending U.S. naval vessels to the port of Poti, which apparently is now occupied by the Russians. This is on the Black Sea, another access point to get humanitarian aid in.
That's certainly more delicate, it seems to me, than the supply of humanitarian aid through the air. It's far more easy for the United States to fly in humanitarian aid from Europe or from Turkey through southern Georgia to Tbilisi than it is to move American naval ships of whatever kind to Poti and then transport clear across Georgia any kind of military or, any kind of humanitarian aid to get to Tbilisi or the areas where there are Georgian displaced people. The Black Sea is also, in effect, a Russian lake. The Russians can control access to the Black Sea. So any movement of American ships toward Georgia needs to be coordinated, essentially, with the Russians.
So when you look at this, Mike, in terms of both history and current circumstances, what do you see there? What are the potentials here?
Well, the potentials are for miscalculation or mistake. You would figure that for the United States to do this, there has to be some kind of communication, clear communication, and coordination with Russia. Russia, in effect, holds control over the territory of Georgia at this stage of the game, and the airspace, and the coast. So the United States can't do this without communicating and coordinating with Russia, and you would expect that there would be close coordination to do this, even if the Russians resent it. But there is a potential for mistake or miscalculation, especially when American personnel get on the ground and begin to gather more information and intelligence about what the situation actually is on the ground.
Earlier this year, the U.S. has been pressing to get Georgia into NATO, this military alliance between Europe and the U.S. France and Germany blocked access of Georgia into NATO earlier this year. Were Georgia in NATO, would we technically be in a state of conflict with Russia at this moment?
If Georgia had become a full member of NATO, the treaty that established NATO and established membership for NATO would require that an attack on one be an attack on all. So technically that might be the case, although the situation in Georgia with the enclaves of South Ossetia under uncertain authority as well as Abkhazia would make for a great deal of discussion and perhaps argument within the NATO Council to determine what kind of response there would have to be.
It feels like a dangerous situation. What are the desires of the U.S. and Russia at this point?
Well, clearly the United States wants to see Russia stop its military actions and withdraw to positions before this all started. Russia clearly doesn't want to do that. It wants to and has punished the government in Tbilisi. And whether it's willing to pull back even all its troops into South Ossetia and Abkhazia, we'll have to wait to see.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster with us here today. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.